So there is a beautiful, beautiful insight. A beautiful insight by Rav Yaakov Emdin. And Rav Yaakov Emdin writes, he says that you know when HaKadosh Baruch Hu goes ahead and confronts Adam, he says to Adam, Ayeka, where are you? And you know, this whole confrontation between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Adam HaRishon is very much paradigmatic of man's constant, you know, as we said in the Sefer Yonashir yesterday, that man is engaged in this constant, in what Chassidus is called, Ratzov V'Shov, a back and forth, right? Or other words, then Mimcha Eilecha. I'm always running to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and I'm always running from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And in any given moment, I'm in one of those states. I'm running towards God or I'm running away from God. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu confronts Adam HaRishon after he eats from the Eitz Das Tovara, and he says to Adam, Ayeka, where are you? Where are you? Which was HaKadosh Baruch Hu's way of saying to Adam, I know what you've done, and as a result, you've distanced yourself from me. Where are you? You need to find yourself and you need to come back. Ayeka Rabosai was HaKadosh Baruch Hu's invitation to Adam HaRishon, telling Adam HaRishon that no matter what you've done, you could always come back home. No matter how far you've strayed, you could always do tshuva. No matter how significant your chet or chataim or lifetime of running away from me has been, you could always find your way back. So Rav Yaakov Emdin makes an amazing observation. Ayeka is Aleph Yud Chaf Hey. So Rav Yaakov Emdin says, what do you see in this word Ayeka? Aleph is for Rosh Hashanah, first day of the new year. Yud Chaf is Yom Kippur, and Hey is Hoshana Rabbah. Ultimately, again, I'll say there are a Jew could always return to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but there are certain times throughout the year, ultimately, where what? Where they're auspicious, where HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the gates aren't open, but the Ribbono Shel Olam swings them wide open in an invitation to get us to come home. Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, Hoshana Rabbah, these are days where HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, just come back. Just come back. And in fact, the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh explains, you know, do the Chibot HaRava. It's always interesting, by the way. You could always see the people who have a lot of pent-up aggression by Chibot HaRava. Right? You wonder, what did the HaRava do to you? Smacking it down on the ground like you're a professional wrestler. Mamish, like what's going on? It's interesting. You see a lot about people, by the way, they smack down their inanimate objects that can't do anything to them. I'll say, you don't have to make the twigs bare. I'm just going to point out. The din is Chibot. What's the pshat in Chibot HaRava? I will say, what's the lesson in Chibot HaRava? HaRava, ultimately, the Baal Shem Tov says, Rabbi Osei, is in bo tam de in bo reach. Bo reach, right? The HaRava has nothing. The HaRava has no taste. The HaRava has no scent. The HaRava represents those people who have nothing. I have no Torah. I have no mitzvahs. I have nothing. People who often, again, are on the lowest of law. I'm on the ground. And Rabbi Osei, what do we do in Hoshana Rabba? Hoshana Rabba, we set aside the lulav and esrog. And Rabbi Osei, what do? We dafka pick up the HaRava. We pick up the HaRava as if to say that on this day of Hashanah Rabbah, Rabbi Osei, the gates are so far open that even the HaRavas have a place before HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Even those who are the lowest of low, even those who have no mitzvos, no Torah, are literally on the ground, are so filled with Torah, they're so far from the heavens, they're on the lowest point, they're on the ground, even they could find their way back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So Rabbi Osei, you know, even if we haven't done what we've wanted to do over this course of the Yamim Noran, and even if we haven't done the tshuva we want to do, and even if we haven't yet made our amends with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and even if we haven't yet apologized, and even if we haven't yet lifted ourselves up, ultimately Hoshana Rabbah offers us that incredible opportunity to do so. That incredible opportunity to come back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That incredible opportunity to do tshuva. That incredible opportunity to answer the call of Ayeka. The Ribbono Shel Olam is always asking for us. He's always looking for us. He's always saying to us, Ayeka. If we didn't answer on Rosh Hashanah, if we didn't answer on Yom Kippur, today is our opportunity. Ribbono Shel Olam, Ayeka, I'm here. I'd like to come back home. And even if I'm an Arava, I'm going to try to lift myself up. I'm going to try to find my holiness. I'm going to try to come back to you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So we should be zechah Rabosai. Again, it's a big schos to have a Hoshana Rabbah on a Sunday where we don't have to necessarily run around like we would have to during the week. To take a few moments, to say some extra kapitlach of Tehillim, to learn a little bit of extra Torah, to be able to answer the call of Ayakar, and that's schos. as the Beis Din Shalmala is beginning to receive the piskin, is going to receive the little pieces of paper from HaKadosh Baruch Hu with our Gezar Din for the year, may we be Zochem Yer Tzashem, to be inscribed for life, to be inscribed for bracha, to be inscribed for a beautiful year of Tveikis with HaKadosh Baruch Hu.